The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Oh, yes, it's Friday in February. You know what that means. It's time for some high school basketball this evening here on Care Radio. We're right here in the Northeast Kansas League, coming to you from Valley Falls, Kansas tonight, where the Dragons are hosting Jefferson County North. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph back at the Care Sports Studio doing the production, the engineering, the things and stuff to make this all happen. Joseph, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. Tom Couts with you here courtside is a public address announcer. About ready to introduce the starters to the crowd. It's a great crowd. We'll be right back. We'll share those starters with you and the tip right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
Welcome back again to Valley Falls, Kansas, here in the NEKL, the Northeast Kansas League. Welcome to everybody listening around the Care Radio world, and we reach out a long, long way. Joseph, I love traveling to the games and listening to the station, just seeing how far it carries. Stunning, stunning how far away from home people are able to enjoy these games. I hope they're able to enjoy these two here tonight. Ladies game coming up first, and the PA guy, who also, by the way, when you come to Valley Falls, I got to tell you, just one of the best national anthem renditions that you're going to find. He is fantastic. Does a great job today again here tonight. He's introducing the starters. Let me give them to you. What do you say? First of all, for the visitors from Jefferson County North High School and head coach Steve Dolan's assistant, Rich Jobbins. JCN coming into the ball game tonight at 13-5 of the season, 11-3 in the conference, and starting Riley Thompson, the sophomore a freshman, Taylor Schrick, and then the three seniors on the team, Clara Johnson, Abby Laird, and Emily Langley. For the Valley Falls Lady Dragons and head coach Jordan Hale, her assistant Jaden Corder, Valley Falls comes in at 6-11 on the season, 5-8 in the conference, and they're going to be starting seniors Caitlin Yates and Corey Kirkwood, Cassidy Franks and Evie Gansmeyer Juniors, and the other senior is going to be Lauren Brown. With that said, we're set to go and hope you enjoy it. As the ball goes up, the tip is going to be slapped away. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it will be Dragons basketball. Valley Falls in the home whites here tonight. And the official's stopping the game, and we got the wrong ball. I'm suspecting they got a guy's basketball out there. And we have come to a screaming halt. Activities director Stacy Cervantes is going to take care of this. She's over here and getting somebody to fetch out maybe a new sphere. These two teams have met already once this season. And it was back in January, the 20th of January. Matter of fact, on that night, it was a JCN sweep over Valley Falls. So we'll see what happens now that they return to home for the Dragons. And now they're going to get the right basketball to put it in play. Dragons with the basketball. We are underway. First possession of the ball game. Let's swing around to the left side. And it's interesting to see JCN is starting off in a 1-3-1 zone. How about that? You don't see a lot of that. Don't see a lot of zone defenses, maybe more than you did perhaps 5 years ago. But not so much. They'll dump it around to the left side, bring it back off on top. Half a minute into the game, no shots taken yet. A little head fake from the left side, a jumper from about 13 on the left is going to hit the side of the backboard, carry him away and picked up by JC, and up with it is going to come Riley Thompson. She'll take it all the way to the other end of the court where she'll lose a handle on it. It'll get away, get out of bounds. And it's going to come back into Valley Falls. Don't see that 1-3-1 a lot. And I'll tell you what, a great defense, but it takes a really, really superior athlete to run that baseline because you're going so far from side to side. And right now for JCN, they have tabbed Riley Thompson with that baseline job. Now the ball in the middle is going to be knocked away. Here comes Clara. She's down the court. One on two. Goes right. Drops the shoulder. Ben shoots. Missed it. Rebounding back down. It's going to be Valley Falls coming up with a Cassidy breaks. Cassidy launches it over to the left side. Stepping inside the circle. No shot there. Dumps it back over to the right side. Valley looks into the middle. It's going to be Kirkwood. Kirkwood's over 1,000-point career scorer. She is the one who's probably leading this team offensively tonight. She does most nights for Valley Falls. Here's the skip to the free throw line. In the lane, going to have to get out, backing away. Shot is up, and there's going to be the three. See, I knew she was in there a long time. I wasn't sure if they'd gotten rid of the ball and had an opportunity to get out of the lane quickly enough, and apparently did not. Minute and a half into the scoreless ball game. Now the pass is going to come out on top. Abby Laird flashes up as a high post. Swings it down low to Emily. Off the block, falls away, shoots. It's going to be off the window. It won't go in, but it will be Emily Langley coming to the free throw line for a pair of shots. The foul is going to be on Cassidy Franks. It'll be her first. Team foul one. Matter of fact, the first foul of the ball game for either team. And JCN coming to the free throw line. Emily puts the first one up and rolls in. First point of the ball game belongs to Emily Langley. And JCN is breaking out on top. Second one up, and it's going to be short. 1-0, JCN. Back down court. Little 14-foot jumper from just inside the free throw line. Going to be short. Rebounding back down. Here come the Chargers. Clara Johnson with the board. Breaks it down the floor. Slides down the right side of the line. Inside the block. Running shot. Good. And Clara Johnson pushes the JCN lead now to 3-0. Interesting to see, is the JCN team, how are they going to respond tonight? They just played last night. So they play Tuesday, they play Thursday, and they're playing tonight. Three this week. Here's a shot from the outside. Good for three, and that ties us up. Caitlin Yates from outside, and it is 3-3 at 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. So last night, JCN was at Jackson Heights and again took a pair. Here's a shot underneath. Laird, nope. Falling down, Langley, nope. Rebound, Langley, nope. Rebound. Yates is going to pull it away, and we have a foul underneath on Jefferson County North. It'll be the Chargers' first foul of the game. Officials headed over to the scorer's table. We're going to get the call from over there. Here at Valley Falls, we are across the floor from the scorer's table and up very high. The stands in this new, this West Gym, I call it new. I think what people call things, even though it's not new, it's new to them, newer than the old gym. Probably been here 5-6 years, but very high on the stands across the way from the scorer's table and, of course, then from the benches. So don't necessarily see that call come immediately like you would if you were right behind maybe the scorer's table. They'll skip pass around the left side. Valley Falls shot in the middle. It's going to be deflected. Rebounding her back down. It's going to be Jeff North. Up with it. That's going to be Taylor Schritt. She'll bring it up the floor. Kicks it over to the left side. The shot up a good Langley for two. Emily Langley picking up her 3rd points in the ball game. And JCN pushes back to a 2-point lead. We're at 4.5 to go in this opening quarter. Not real high scoring here so far. The lob out between the circles. Valley Falls. Caitlin Yates works it around to the left side. Takes it down deep into the corner. Way out on top, Kirkwood, back to the right side to Brown. Lauren cuts across the lane, the feed into the middle. It's going to be stolen away by Laird, and then we have a whistle. Is the whistle on the steal or the whistle on the attempt to get it back? And it's going to be on the effort at the steal. So we're going to see the first foul of the game for JCN's Abby Laird, and she'll have Cassidy breaks the line. First one off the square and back and in. So Brakes is on the board, and she can tie the game with her 2nd free throw. Sends it on its way, uses the backboard again, and this time it will not go in. The rebound is going to be tipped out, and Langley is going to control it down. She'll get it up the floor. Here comes Jefferson County North. Chargers taking it down the right side. Skip out to Langley on the floor with it once. Kicks it back to the outside. Looks it off on top between the circles, and JCN's going to run its offense. Here's Claire. Her cross-court foul stolen. Breakaway down the floor. It's Kirkwood in and up and good. Kirkwood! Corey getting her 1st points of the game. It is now a 6-5 lead. And the ball stolen again by Valley Falls. They'll race down the left. Caitlin Yates with it this time. Comes out on top to Lauren. Brown back to Yates. Out on top. Corey. Kirkwood goes right side. Brown. Long cross court into the baseline. The 3 from there. Launched off the rim. Won't go. Langley's going to rebound it down. And in the backcourt, trying to steal the ball back. We're going to get a foul called. The foul is going to be on Lauren Brown for Valley Falls. It'll be her 1st. Team fouls are now even at 2 apiece. With 3:22 to go in the opening quarter, it is a 6-5 Valley Falls lead over JCN, and the Chargers are going to make a couple of substitutions. Out of the ball game will come Taylor Schrick and Abby Laird. And let's see who's going to come in. You got Gwen in the game. That's Gwen Blattner. And also in the game for JCN, we're going to get Carly Porter, the freshman. Here's a 17-footer straight away. It's up, hangs on the rim, bounces there twice, no good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Valley Falls coming out with the basketball. Gracie Connor clears it down. And here comes Valley. The shot is up, short. Rebound JCN. Riley Thompson up court. Outlet down the left side to Quinn. Blattner goes to the left side of the lane. On the floor one time, turning around. The shot rims off, no good. And there was a foul once again. It'll be the Chargers at the line, and once again, it's going to be Emily Langley. Corey Kirkwood picking up her 1st foul of the game. Valley Falls, team foul 3. 1st of 2, airborne, and just a little bit short for Emily Langley. Emily Langley brings tremendous height to the Valley Falls team. And again, while we don't have heights in the program, I'm down on the floor talking to coach before the game as the team is filing by and going out for warm-ups. And 6'2" is what I'm going to go with. Substitution checking in. One more free throw is on its way, and it'll be perfect. Karina Johnson in for JC, and as Emily Langley hits her 2nd free throw, it ties the game at 6 with 2:43 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls back up court with the basketball. They'll feed it into the lane. No room there. Comes back over to the right side. And do we have a reach in? And apparently we do have a JCN foul on Karina Johnson. She just got in the game, picks up her first, and now team fouls are even again at three. Now they pass it to basketball. They're going to save it. Oh, just before going over and back, because that thing kind of got away for a little bit. But Lauren Brown is going to handle it. Goes all the way over to the left side where the baseline jump shot is up and good. Valley Falls knocking that one down off the hand of Gracie Connor. And now on the other end, the fast break layup is going to be up and in by Blattner. So as quickly as Valley Falls goes up, JC comes right back and ties the game, and we're 2 minutes left in the first quarter. It is an 8-8 contest. Skip pass into the lane. On the floor one time. Spinning shot. Good. Cassidy breaks with three, and Valley Falls battling tough. Back up by a pair. We're down to a minute 45 and rolling along here in the opening quarter. Girls game, guys game coming up after this one. Spinning shot from the lane will not go in for Clara. And a rebound is going to be swept away by Valley Falls. Here comes Lauren Brown. Outlet left side, and it is going to be behind and well out of the reach of Evie Gatzmeyer. It'll come back into JC and from deep in the backcourt. Abby Laird will check back in, and Emily Langley will get her first breather of the game. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Valley Falls with an 10-8 lead. Jefferson County North with the basketball. They'll dump it over to the left side to Blattner. Gwen goes into the corner. Her pass intended for Karina Johnson is going to be slapped out of bounds. As you look out on the floor for JC, and when you got three freshmen on the court right now. Still looking to bring it in. They go to Abby underneath. Beautiful inbound, and Abby's shot won't go in. But the rebound is going to be slapped away out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Jeff North. We'll head back into the lineup for the Chargers. We're going to get Riley Thompson, and she'll take Karina Johnson out. So bringing Riley Thompson into the game, you bring in a sophomore for one of those freshmen. Still a young team for Coach Steve Knoll out there. The feed to the baseline left, stepping inside the lane. The shot off the window is good from the left side. For Riley Thompson, her first points, and we're even again now at 10. A minute 10 to go in quarter number one. JC is sticking with that 1-3-1 zone defense. And now the ball batted away for a moment, but Valley Falls able to recover it. The lob over to the right side is going to be out of reach, and back it comes to JCN. That time they were looking for Brooklyn Schmelsley all the way across the floor. Langley quickly checks back in. Also back into the game is going to be Clara Johnson. We are 1 minute left in quarter number one. It's a 10-10 game. The team is battling tough in front of a really good crowd here tonight. Love to see the big crowd. Of course, that'll pass into the middle. It's going to be stolen away. Here comes Valley Falls back up court with the basketball. Cross-court pass, a hand on it, knocked out of bounds by Riley Thompson. Back in, it'll come to Valley Falls. Now, sure, everybody's here for the ball game, but you also got to understand it's little cheer clinic night tonight. You know the magnetic appeal of the little kiddos out there entertaining at halftime, and parents, grandparents, everybody loves that. And they will turn out for it. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Right now, Valley Falls is working the outside. They're going to take the last shot of the quarter, or they're going to have something very, very high percentage that they really, really like. 19 seconds left. Back over to the right side. Long cross court to Lauren Brown. 14 seconds. Here's Evie Gatzmeyer. Now on top, the uncontested three off the back of the rim, and the long rebound is going to be saved by Valley Falls with six. The feet across to the baseline with five, and it's going to go through in the hands and out of bounds. JCN is going to have it in. They're going to have to go the length of the court with 3.5 seconds to play in the first quarter. Valley's going to have to put a little pressure on. JCN's going to have to hurry. They dribble it up. Half-court shot coming up short, and we are through quarter number one. Timeout on the floor. It's a good one, and it's close. After the first, Jefferson County North, Valley Falls, deadlocked at 10.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska Flounder. Tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with two for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get two Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos for just $7. Only for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Okay, we're through the first quarter of the ladies' game. It's tied at 10, and there is no player on either team who's hit more than one shot so far tonight. Valley Falls is being led by Caitlin Yates, who's hit a three-point shot, and Cassidy Frakes, who's hit a two and a free throw, and the two apiece for Kirkwood and Connor. For Jefferson County North, Emily Langley has four. She's got a field goal and 2 of 4 at the free throw line. And then two apiece for Riley Thompson, Clara Johnson, and Gwen Blattner. We're set to go. Second quarter, Jason is going to be putting it in play, and now it's going to be stolen away, Valley Falls. They'll break it down the floor. Go left side. Stop. Shot. Up short. And a JCN foul. That was a great defensive play off that inbound to start the second quarter. Just reaching in and saying, wait a minute. That ball's down here. It's right in front of me. I'm going to just take it away. And that's exactly what Valley Falls did. Evie Gatzmeyer coming to the free throw line. Puts that first shot up and good for her first point of the game. And to put the Lady Dragons in front by one at 11-10. Now, Evie's free throw, not that rafter duster, okay? That thing gets about 11 feet off the ground. This one is up, and it's going to hit the back of the rim and kick out. JC and will rebound it down. Valley Falls leading it here 11-10 in the early, early moments of the second quarter. They'll try to feed into the middle for Langley, but a couple of defenders surrounding her inhibit her opportunity to access the basketball. And Valley Falls is going to come down with it. A quick three from the left side. Rims out, no good. Collected gasp from the Valley Falls crowd because that thing looked good as it was coming in. But it rims out. Chargers back up court with the ball, and there's a double dribble. 7:20 to play in the opening half. JC getting a timeout. Yeah, Coach Knowles on his feet. Not happy with something or sees something that he wants to change, and he's going to take a timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break. What do you say? 7:20 to go in the half here in Valley Falls. Lady Dragons 11, Chargers 10.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Well, as we come back, Valley Falls puts the ball in play, and let's see what JCN has decided to do if they've changed something up. Here's a cross-court pass. It's going to be stolen by Langley, and again, that 6'2 frame, long arms, able to reach out and just pluck that thing out of the sky. Jeff North comes up with it, 14-foot shot off the rim, once, twice, won't go for Laird, and a rebound back to Valley Falls. Racing up forward to basketball. It's going to be Kirkwood. Corey from 13, yes. She just flew down the court. Had a little daylight, spotted up, and knocked it down. Valley Falls now leading at 13-10. 6:40 to go, second quarter. In the middle, it's going to be Laird. Has no shot. Goes to the left side, stepping inside the defense. The shot is up and off for Riley Thompson. Too strong, and it crosses beyond the rim. Rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come to JCN. Valley's going to take Yates out of the game, and Evie Gansmeyer is going to check out for a little bit. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. The inbound slapped out of bounds by Kirkwood. Kirkwood's out there. Brooklyn Schmelsley on the floor. You've got Cassidy Frakes. And who else we got? I see Gracie Connor out there. And who am I missing for Valley Falls? This little pressure. The ball's going to be knocked away. It's Lauren Brown. JCN has to go into the backcourt to recover the basketball and brings it back up the floor. Again, no shot clock, so there's absolutely all the time they want or need. 15-footer for Laird. No. Rebound underneath, followed up. No. An easy layup won't quite fall. And here comes Valley Falls coming off the defensive board. Outlet down the floor. Left side shot up for Schmelzley. Doesn't go in, but she gets fouled. Brooklyn will be coming to the line. She is looking to be the sixth player for Valley Falls to get in the scoring column tonight as Emily Langley will collect her first foul. It'll be foul number two of the second quarter by JC, and the free throw is up and good.
So Brooklyn Schmelzley puts Valley Falls now up by 4. And in and out, no good. Langley rebounds. Here comes JC in. 14-10. Valley Falls in front, charges with the basketball. And right now, it is, from what I see, the great defense Valley Falls playing that's keeping them in the game. Now here's a driving shot from the right side. It's going to be off the window and in. Clara Johnson with 4. 14-12. JCN can score just that quickly, and that's where the Valley Falls defense has been just pivotal. Now cross-court pass is too long. It's going to get out of bounds, and the Chargers are going to get it back in play. As it gets set to be brought back in, JCN will go to the bench and bring freshman Carly Porter back in. Chargers will dump it over to the right side. Carly's got it over there. Swings it into the middle. Laird off the glass. And again, it will not fall for her, but this time she's fouled and will come to the free throw line. Abby Laird still scoreless tonight. She's had a handful of shots go up, and they've all been just tantalizingly close as they either hit the rim or roll out. But that free throw, there's nothing wrong with that. She just throws it through. Abby Laird is on the board with her first point this evening. 5 minutes and 20 seconds ago in the opening half. It's a 14-13 Valley Falls lead. And at the line for Jefferson County North, the senior is Abby Laird. Looking for her second point. Gets it, ties the game. It's 14-14 and 5:20 left in the half. Abby comes out of the game for JCN, and back in for Coach Noel will come Gwen Blattner. They'll retreat and go back into that 1-3-1. Blattner running the baseline. Clara Johnson at the top. Langley in the middle of the center three. Valley Falls with the basketball right now in front of the JCN bench. Skip pass over to the left side, deep into the corner. They'll rotate it back out on top. We're down to the 5-minute mark. 3-point shot. Airborne Kirkwood off the mark. No good. Rebounding it down. JCN and reaching in, trying to steam it away. Caitlin Yates will be whistled for the foul. It'll be her first. Yates' first foul, first Valley Falls foul of the second quarter. And we are precisely 5 minutes to go in the half. 14-14 ball game. Boys JV game concluded just prior to this as similar in that it was close right down to the end, and JCN with less than 3 seconds on the clock hits a long 3-point shot to win by 2. I mean, it was that kind of a game. Here's a drive around to the left side. In the girls JV game, it was a very solid Valley Falls win. Here's a cross-court pass. It's going to go out of bounds. And it will belong to Valley Falls. So JCN with the turnover. Coach Noel pacing the sideline back and forth in front of his team. We're 4.5 to go in the half. Lady Dragons with the basketball way over to the right side and deep in the corner. Edie Gatzmeyer swings it off on top to Gracie. Here's a 3 from the left. Doesn't go. And the rebound, Clara. Now, Clara Johnson's probably deceivingly tall. She runs this team at the probably the 3, maybe sometimes up at the 2. Here's a shot from the outside. No follow shot. But that time on the third shot, we'll get a Valley Falls foul. It'll be on Gracie Connor, her first. Back to Clara Johnson, deceivingly tall. If you're down on the floor talking to her or near her team, she is probably 5'10", maybe 11. Free throw, off the mark. One more shot coming up here for JCN and the freshman, Taylor Schrick. .406 to go. We're right at the midpoint of the second quarter. The second free throw. Perfect. So Taylor will hit one of the two, and that provides the single point lead for Jefferson County North. 15-14. 5-0 run right now for JCN. Here comes Valley Falls back up with it all the way to the top of the key, dumping it over to the right side. It's going to be Lauren Brown now at the baseline. Breaks back out on top, looking for Evie, but that pass is going to go deep into the backcourt, and over and back is going to be the calls for Valley Falls. A turnover, and the Chargers are going to get it in all the way at their baseline because that pass was so deep into the backcourt that it was down by the baseline where it was touched. So it comes in from that point. Chargers right side, baseline jump shot, no. Followed up, Laird, in and out again. That one just had too much English on it, spun out. And we're 3:40 to go in the opening half. Still a one-point game, 15-14 Jeff North. Valley Falls in control of the basketball. They'll dish it around to the outside, mostly and largely keeping it outside the three-point circle. And now as they try a little entry pass, it'll be kicked by JCN and goes off the toe of Carly Porter. It'll be put back in play. Flattner comes out of the game, and Chargers are going to get Emily Langley back in. 3:20 to go in the half. Visitors up by one, but Valley Falls working the ball very patiently. Here's the feed to the right block. The shot, power move, up and good. That is not an easy shot to knock down, and well done by Corey Kirkwood. She has a half a dozen. 16-15, Valley Falls at 3:05 to go in the half, and now the Chargers had the ball knocked out of bounds. They're going to have to put it in play again from the backcourt, and the defense drops back now and covers. They're going to press all the way up the floor. Clara Johnson brings it up. Little difficulty is she's an extremely good ball handler. Here's Laird. Piece underneath for Langley. The ball going to be slapped away as the defender got a hand on it. Tipped it free. Valley Falls coming up with it. Driving it down the floor. Coast to coast. Kirkwood's running shot. No good. Follow shot. No good. Charger foul. Valley Falls is being very aggressive and playing hard, attacking the basket. And right now that is working well for them. They lead by a point. They have just had the second foul of the game called on Abby Laird. However, that first free throw from Lauren Brown does not go in. Lauren's still looking for her first point of the game. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half. 16-15. Second free throw, no. Rebound. Here comes JC and Langley coming down with the basketball. Valley Falls with a one-point lead. Chargers working around to the right side. They're down now to 2.5 to go in the half. 15-footer for Laird. Uncontested, will not go in. The rebound wrenched free and taken away by Valley Falls. Good work by Schmelzley. Pass over to the right side. Brown, cross court to the left to Yates. 2:15 left here in the first half. They dump it out on top. Nobody comes around, so square it up. Knocking it down from outside, Caitlin Yates. Her second three of the game. 19-15, Valley by four. Jumper from the just inside the free throw line is good by Clara Johnson. JCN answers quickly, 19-17. A minute 45 to go in the opening half. Again, the first meeting between these two teams, not that close. This one absolutely has been. Here's a feed into the middle. The ball is going to be knocked free. The official takes a moment, ties it up, and says, JCN basketball. So that's what it's going to be. When these two teams met, I'll tell you what, back on the 20th of January, it was Jeff North winning at 52-39. Doesn't feel like that's how this game is going to go tonight. It's going to be much closer than that. Now, driving all the way to the other end of the court, the shot is put up by Clara Johnson. It misses, but as it is rebounded back down, Gwen Blattner gets fouled. And this is crucial for Valley Falls because this is now the fourth foul for their center, Cassidy Frakes, and Cassidy's going to have to sit down with a minute 25 to go in the half. Valley Falls becomes a much smaller team. The inbound, the shot is up, no good. Follow shot up, no good. And another Valley Falls foul is putting up a shot, getting her own rebound, and following it back to freshman Taylor Schrick. Draws a foul, coming to the line. She's one of two at the free throw line tonight. That is her only point this evening. And she can tie this game with a minute 20 to go before intermission. First one, airborne, no. On the left side of the lane for JCN is going to be Gwen Blattner. On the right side is Emily Langley. Second free throw is good. So Taylor Schrick with 2 points and makes it a one-point game. 19-18, Valley Falls by one. 75 seconds left in the opening half. Dragons with the basketball. They'll skip it into the free throw line. The dish back out. The kick to the top. The lob to the left. On the floor one time. Inside the block. Driving layup won't go. Great play. Didn't finish it. Now the rebound and a follow shot deflected. JCN is going to come down with the basketball. Inside a minute to go in the first half. Here come the Chargers. They'll get it back in the hands of Clara Johnson, who handles the defensive pressure with ease. Slides to the top of the key. Dumps it over to the right side. Over on the ring with a basketball on the wing is going to be Blattner. And her cross-court pass is stolen. Here comes Gracie. Connor drives, puts a shot up, no foul. That thing was deflected, looked like contact, nothing called, and back comes JCN. Half a minute to go in the half. Langley has it, cuts down the right side of the lane, dumps it back to the edge. Looking in, no room. Chargers will feed back to the block. They want the shot from the middle, and they're going to get it right there. The bucket by Abby, or rather by Emily Langley. Her first point of the second quarter, and her first points from the floor, her other 2 points tonight at the free throw line. Quick shot is going to be up and good from the left side. Gracie Connor for two, and a half-court shot at the buzzer, off the mark, and we are at halftime. It has been an exciting, exciting first half of high school girls basketball, and we'll be back to summarize it for you. Keith headed for the locker room. The score at Valley Falls, Kansas. Lady Dragons 21, JCN 20.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
But the guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Don't get away. We got the boys' game after this one. It should also be a really, really good game. But it's going to be hard to be more exciting and closer than what we've got going on with the ladies right now. 21-20, Valley Falls in front at halftime. Recapping the opening half scoring, first of all, for the visitors. Jefferson County North has been paced by Clara Johnson, Emily Langley. How many times have you heard that over the course of this season? Each of them has six. Following them, two for Riley Thompson, two for Taylor Schrick, two for Abby Laird, and two for Gwen Blattner. For Valley Falls, six is also the high-scoring number, as both Corey Kirkwood and Caitlin Yates have six. Four in the first half for Gracie Connor off the bench, three for Cassidy Frakes, and one apiece, Edie Gatzmeyer and Brooklyn Schmelsley. Free throws. Each team has gotten quite a few. Neither team has been really, really hitting. Valley or JCN is 6 of 10 at the free throw line in the first half. Valley Falls is 3 of 8. But Jeff North has not hit a three-point shot in this game. Valley Falls has 2, both of them by Caitlin Yates. Abby Laird, only 2 points at the half, has not hit a shot from the floor yet. And Emily Langley, again, with a half a dozen. JCN likes to get those points in the middle. Second half should be a great one. We'll be back with it. And again, the guys' game coming up after that. But right now, we got a timeout on the floor. Halftime of the ladies' game with the intermission score. Valley Falls 21, JCN 20. Back we go to our man, Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Friday night halftime.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msenews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msenews.net.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to high school basketball and Tom Couts on the road at Valley Falls. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Benedictine versus Mount Mercy tomorrow with games beginning at high noon with the women's game. The men will take to the court at 2 p.m. Tuesday night brings us to JCN again as they are on the road at ACCHS. Join us from the Effingham Gym on Tuesday at about 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Wednesday night brings us to Benedictine Ravens basketball as they will be playing host to Grandview. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for that last game of the season up in the Nolan. 7:30 is the tip for the men's game. Friday night brings us to ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge with the girls' game scheduled to start at 6 p.m., the boys taking to the court sometime around 8. And of course, as I forgot to mention, we've got Thursday night Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Counts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes to you live from the Care Radio studios and is airing immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores in girls basketball as I have them.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Taking a look around the area, we have some halftime scores to report. It was Jackson Heights leading 22-4 over McClouth at the half. Hiawatha had a commanding lead on Royal Valley, 24-9. In the Holton-Sabetha game, it was a little closer, with Holton at 17 points and Sabetha's 11 points. Troy had a 15-10 lead over Hanover at the half in the girls' game. And Donovan West was sitting at 28 points to Lynn's 16 at the half. In this game, it is a little bit of a nail-biter. Valley Falls has got 21 points to JCN's 20. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Daytime highs approaching 48 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 29. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 36. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, it is 29 degrees in Atchison. We are having a wind out of the south at about 11 miles per hour. That gives us a feels-like temperature on the skin of 20 degrees. The relative humidity is 65%, the dew point 19 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.34 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on CARE Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msconews.net. That's msconews.net.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back to Valley Falls, Kansas, where second half of the ladies' game just getting underway. It's a 21-20 Valley Falls lead here at home going to the second half. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph, producer, engineer, and halftime guy extraordinaire. And as we get underway with playing the third quarter, the quick shot goes up and good. And a first point to the ball game from the floor for Abby Laird tonight. Jane Steen has gone back in front by one at 22-21. 7-11 to go in the third quarter. And as quickly as that, Jordan jumps up. She says, okay, I see what's going on here, and I'm going to fix it right now. So we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. And tell you what, Joseph, we're going to hang on to him right here because I'm sure she's going to be pretty speedy with what she tells her team. It's an opportunity for me to, again, thank Joseph for handling things in halftime. Remind you that you can't move. We got the guys' game still coming up here on CARE, and it'll be a really, really enjoyable one, I suspect. Valley Falls and JC and guys. Those two teams played back in, the 20th of January? Valley Falls. Very good night there. And, of course, tomorrow here on CARE Radio, we've got Benedictine College basketball, the ladies' game at noon and the guys' game at 2 o'clock. It's senior day. Three games left in the regular season for Benedictine. Here we are, back to play, and back at it. Here comes Valley Falls at the basketball coming in from the far sideline. We're just about a minute into the second half. It's a 22-21 Valley Falls lead. Around to the left side with the basketball, or Chase Ian lead. Here's a shot up off the window, no good. Rebound fought for, tied up. Are we going to get a foul or a jump ball? And the official's coming over and saying it is going to be a foul. Joseph, I'm hearing myself on kind of an odd delay, and I don't know what that is in the background behind me, but we'll figure that out. That, by the way, is going to be the third foul of the game for JCN's Abby Laird. She's staying out on the floor right now. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Top side of the basketball. It's going to be Valley Falls up between the circles with it. The starters are on the floor for both teams. Edie Gatzmeyer, Lauren Brown, Corey Kirkwood, Caitlin Yates, and Cassidy Frakes for Valley Falls. 3-point shot. Launch off the window, no good. Rebound to go down. JCN and Clara. Johnson bringing it up the court. Has the ball knocked away from behind. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Valley Falls. Yates came from behind. Did a nice job of reaching in and slapping that ball free. Riley Thompson, Clara Johnson, Taylor Schrick, Abby Laird, and Emily Langley, the starters here in the second half for Coach Noel and Jeff North. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Charges with the basketball, trying to get into the lane. Langley in some trouble, twists and turns and somehow spins and puts it off the window and good anyway. Emily Langley with 8. It's now 24-21. And JCN pushes to a three-point lead. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. 6 minutes left in the third. Back out topside with it. Valley Falls, Evie Gatzmeyer dumps it over to the left wing. Caitlin Yates on the floor. A little left-hand dribble. Takes it to the left side of the lane. Puts it on the off the window. But good. Caitlin Yates has eight. And it's 24-23. Still 5:50 to go in the third quarter. This thing, you can just feel it. Coming all the way down to the very end. Left side with the first. JCN is going to be Riley Thompson. Feet to the free throw line with a 15-footer. It's going to be up and a little bit long. Offensive rebound is going to be followed up and good. So give Riley Thompson her 4th points tonight. 26-23, Jeff North. We're still at 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Teams have ramped up their offenses a little bit coming out of the locker room here in the second half. Yates will have it on the left side. They run a little motion. Hand it over to Evie Gatzmeyer. Now down to the baseline left. Jump shot up and short. Rebounded down by Riley Thompson. Here comes Jefferson County North. Charges quickly down the floor, all the way down the left side in front of the JCN bench. Comes out of the wing to Taylor Schrake. Now to the free throw line. Putting the shot on the way. Laird is going to be a little bit short. Rebound is Clara on the floor one time. Batted out of her hands and picked up off the hardwood by Corey Kirkwood. Valley Falls up court with it. Inside 5 to go. Kirkwood from 14. No. Rebound Langley. And she loses it, but it's going to be saved by Riley Thompson. And JCN keeps it alive. Thompson with a left-hand dribble takes it all the way down the left side of the floor. Back it comes to Langley. She puts it on the floor one time. Twist, turns, kicks it over to Laird. Laird skips it down to the baseline right. Looking for a shot. Schrick off the block. Can't get it away. Goes back in the middle again to Laird. Power move off the window. No. Gets her own rebound. Follows up. Yes. Abby Laird out there with three fouls has picked up her 6th points of the game. It's now 28-23. This is a 5-point JCN lead. It is their largest advantage of the game. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Back down the lane, driving in. One-handed shot goes up and reaching it or swatted away. JCN's going to commit a foul. Free throws coming up for Valley Falls. It'll be the first foul of the game for Riley Thompson for JCN. And coming to the free throw line, their first shot is up and absolutely perfect for Lauren Brown. Lauren will collect her first point of the game right there. JCN making pair of substitutions. Valley Falls makes one, bringing Gracie Connor into the game. And is down 28-24. Second free throws, airborne, got them both. 28-25, and Lauren Brown has two. Here comes Jefferson County North up court. Taylor Schrick loses the handle. It's going to be picked up off the floor by Corey Kirkwood. Valley Falls up court. Lumps it down to the left side. Outside, three-point shot. Left-hander, no. And the long rebound is going to be chased into the corner and rescued by Taylor Schrick. JCN back up the floor with it. Schrick brings it up, stops it at the backcourt, kicks it over to Clara. Johnson goes across the timeline. 3:45 to go in the third. JCN with the ball, leading it by three at 28-25. They'll go off the right block. Langley looks inside, puts a two-handed shot up, doesn't get it, and the rebound is going to be punched away, knocked out of bounds. They'll say it's off the charges. JCN is going to be making a substitution here and bringing, who's that? It's going to be Karina coming into the game. So Karina Johnson's in for Tingler Schrick. 3:37 to go in the third quarter. And Joseph, for the life of me, I'm trying to figure out what that echo in my ear is. It's giving me about a 10-second, 15-second even. That's a long delay of the broadcast, but we'll try to figure that out. Here's a pass down to the baseline. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be JCN basketball. 3:23 to go in the third quarter. And now the official's stopping the game. We've got an illegal screen on the inbound by JCN, and it's going to go back to Valley Falls. The official from near midcourt and across the floor calls the second foul of the game, and Karina Johnson. And inside and underneath, the shot is going to be up and good for Kirkwood. And suddenly, we're back to a one-point game. JCN having trouble getting the ball in play against the full-court pressure, but it'll get to Clara. Clara drives it down the floor, goes in, crashes in, charge, yeah. You bet. Good call, but efficient down there. Clara Johnson's first foul. JCN has got now four in the quarter, and we're at 3:08 to play in the third, 28-27. Lady Charger lead has been trimmed to one, and Valley Falls is going to be coming up court with the basketball. Coach Steve Knoll is going to bring a trio of starters back into the game. Bradley Thompson's back in. Taylor Schrick's back in. They're going to be out there with Langley and Laird and Johnson. So the starting five back on the floor for Jefferson County North. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls to the basketball. They're trailing it by one, 28-27. Way out near the center circle with it is going to be Corey Kirkwood. Dumps it over to the left. Three-point shot. Gracie up the front of the rim. Won't go. Offensive rebound. Kick back over to Gracie. Back off on top. It'll go to Kirkwood. Valley working the perimeter. JCN reaches in. Ball batted away by Riley Thompson. Saved in the backcourt by Brooklyn Schmelzley. Here comes Valley. The cut inside. The dish across. The baseline jumper won't fall in. Laird's going to rebound it down. Here comes JCN. They had an upcourt opportunity that they passed up. And instead they're going to drive it all the way up the floor. Kick it over to the left side. Now the ball is loose on the court. And Abby Laird dives on it. And is she okay? Because she went down very hard. And worse, landed on the basketball. You heard the moan from the crowd as they're concerned about her and make sure that she's okay. They're going to say that in all of that, a foul is going to be called on Gracie Connor, and it's going to be her second. They're going to take Abby Laird out of the game. Just give her a second to kind of gather herself, make sure that she's all right. And we're at 2:18 to go in the third quarter. JC with the basketball deep in the corner, and it's going to be stolen by Valley Falls. Great steal by Brooklyn Schmelzley. Here come the Lady Dragons. 2 minutes to go in the third. Into the lane, spinning. Did she spin too much? Yeah, she traveled with it. It is 28-27, and these two coaches, every dead ball, there is a player or two or five at the scorer's table rotating in as they keep a just a revolving door of substitutions going. Here comes JCN. They'll bring it in and up the floor with it. Down the left side, it's going to be Clara Johnson. She goes into the lane, and she stumbles a little bit and travels with the basketball. JCN is going to give it right back. Neither team has been able to put together much of a lead. In fact, the largest lead of the game was that one just, 2.5 minutes ago that belonged to JCN at 5. Right now, it is 28-27. 1 point game. Low scoring this second half has been. Here's a shot, goes up and misses, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds. They'll say off one of the Chargers coming back again to Valley Falls. Coach Jordan Hale is on her feet, indicating for the offensive play that she wants to see run off that inbound. They're looking to bring it in down low. No opportunity for that. So they'll lob it off on top. Nearly stolen. It's on the floor, and Valley Falls is able to rescue it. Now it's going to be batted away and saved again by Valley Falls. Charger defense playing really hard now. Now the cross-court pass is loose. Saved again by Valley Falls. They'll dish it across. A wide-open layup is good. They battled the ball and battled it. And finally, when it got under control, Brooklyn Schmelz, it was uncontested off the right side. Gets her third point of the game, and Valley is back in front. It is 29-28. With a minute 15 to go, stolen by Valley Falls, but we're going to have a Dragon foul. Uh-huh. To the dissatisfaction of the crowd on hand. Don't get me wrong, a lot of green, but most of that's across the way. Here on this side, the bigger, taller, longer bleachers, a lot of gold and black over here. That is going to be the second foul of the game by Corey Kirkwood, and that is going to bring a timeout by Jeff North. Shows that we're taking a break with a minute 11 to go in the third quarter. We got a game here in Valley. It's Lady Dragons 29, Lady Chargers 28.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Hey! Happy to have you along with us here in Valley Falls, Kansas tonight, where with a minute 11 to go in the third quarter, it's a 29-28 Lady Dragon lead. JCN down one, puts the ball in play, goes over to the baseline right. Clara Johnson starts left, cuts back toward the baseline, feeds it underneath. The shot by Langley is up and short. Rebound underneath by Laird, who's come back into the game. She'll put it up, can't get it to go in, but gets fouled and will come to the line. 59 seconds left in the third quarter. That foul is going to be foul number three by Gracie Connor. Two of them here in this third quarter. And the free throw will not go in for Abby. She was 2-2 at the free throw line back in the second quarter, but does not hit the first one. The best she could do is tie this thing up. Gracie Connor going to check out of the game and returning to the floor for Valley Falls. We will see Caitlin Yates. Second free throw. No, neither one goes in. Valley Falls is coming out with the basketball. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter, leading it by one. And we have a whistle, and on the near side, the infamous bucket step. You take that pass so close to the sideline that when you reach back with your trail foot, you step on a sideline, and that's what Valley Falls does, giving it back to Jeff North. 45 seconds ago in the third quarter. I will not be surprised to see it similar to this at the end of the fourth quarter. 1 point game in the last minute. Underneath, Laird goes up, gets fouled again. Abby Laird unable to have the shot fall in for her, but once again appearing at the free throw line. This time, after the first foul of the game, committed by Valley Falls, Chloe Cox. The free throw, yeah. So Abby picking up her seventh point of the game and her eighth. She will tie Emily Langley for team scoring honors right now with eight. And it is 30-29, JCN. We're now at about half a minute to go, and Lady Dragons are just standing out at the center circle. They're going to burn a little time down, look for the final shot of the third quarter, and hope to take a lead into the fourth. 19 seconds left. Now down to 15. Joseph the Echo's still in there, and it's a very long delay. Remarkable, like the old tape delay. 10 seconds now to go in the third quarter. Back over to the right side. Head fake, stepping inside. The long two is up and short. Rebound, Valley Falls. The desperation shot at the buzzer won't go in, and we are through three quarters. We'll be back and go to the fourth. We've got a tremendous finish in store for you. In the girls' game after three, it is Jefferson County North 30, Valley Falls 29.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
So far tonight, the leading scorers for both of these teams are, let me pick that back up, leading scorers for both of these teams have knocked down 8 points for JCN. Abby Laird and Emily Langley each have eight, Clara Johnson six. For Valley Falls, Corey Kirkwood and Caitlin Yates each have eight to lead their team. Gracie Connor, the next leading scorer with four for Valley Falls. What have we had? Seven players for Valley Falls in the scoring column, half a dozen for JC, and it is going to be Valley Falls basketball to begin the fourth quarter, and we are back underway. Here we go. 7:45 and rolling along toward the end of the ball game. Valley Falls with the ball, and they are trailing by one. 3-point shot off the window, doesn't go, and it's going to be a charge of rebound. Taylor Schrick clears it away and brings it up the floor. Kittle comes all the way to the top of key, works it to the right side, just outside the block, puts it up from there, off the glass and in. An unconventional shot from outside the block, using the window, and it is 32-29, Jeff North. 7:11 to go in the game. Here's Valley with it over to the left edge. going to be Lauren Brown holding it high above her head. Long cross court pass over to Corey Kirkwood. Great shooter, puts that one up, and it won't fall for her. Valley Falls getting a good look at the rim and couldn't quite get it to fall. JCN back up the floor. They'll feed inside. Going to be knocked out of Langley's hands and out of bounds. Great defense by Corey Kirkwood. That echo is still there, Joseph. Again, rather faint and rather long a delay. 6:50 to go. Here's JCN with the basketball up top side, looking in. They want Langley. They get it to her. She'll just bang it off the glass and in. Emily Langley, the first player on either team to get to double-digit scoring. She's got 10. 34-29, and for the second time in the ballgame, it is a 5-point lead for JCN. And Coach Jordan Hale taking a timeout. Joseph, we're going to do it. Taking a break at 6:38 to go in the game. Jeff North, 34, Lady Dragons, 29.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, it's Valley Falls basketball. They trail by 5. Quick 14-footer is up and won't go. Rebound underneath for the Dragons, and it's going to roll away, get away, go out of play, and it'll be Jefferson County North basketball. So the Chargers will be putting it in from the mid-court on the near side and bring it up the floor. 6:20 to play in the game. That's a long way to go yet, but they lead by 5, so it's a two-possession JCN lead. Little pass over to the right side. It's going to be to Riley Thompson. They'll go into the lane. Little turnaround shot by Abby. No rebound. Three players reach in, tie it up. Jump ball called. Possession. Jefferson County North. 6:10 to play here in the ball game. It is 34-29. Pass going to be batted and stolen right out of the air by Valley Falls. What a play by Caitlin Yates. She'll bring it down the floor, then launch a shot, and it won't fall for her. Rebounding it again is going to be Riley Thompson. Riley's come up with some big-time rebounds for JCN tonight. Here's a feed over to the left side, stepping inside. The layup is good. Taylor Schrick, tell you what, you've got to give Laird the assist on that one. 36-29. Now the largest lead of the game for either team belongs to JCN, up 7 at 5:40 to play. Driving in, a runner off the window, too strong. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to be saved by the Chargers, JCN. Taylor Schrick up court, lobs it over to the left side. Held on by Riley Thompson. Gets it to Abby. Laird from 15, wanted the shot, doesn't take it. Now Will rims out, won't go again. And back up with it, the Dragons. 5:10 to play. All the way coast to coast, down the floor. The shot is up, no, but a foul. And free throws coming up for Corey Kirkwood. Corey's got 8 points so far tonight. That foul is going to be the fourth by Abby Laird. And here comes Corey. She hasn't had a free throw this evening. Has 8 points on 4 field goals. 2 in the second quarter. 1 each in the first and third. The free throw is going to be up and good. So Kirkwood picking up her 9th point of the game. Minute 5:08 to play in the contest. Valley Falls battling back. They're now trailing it by a half a dozen. 36-30 with another free throw coming up. Taking her time. Dribbles on the floor about ankle high. The free throw perfect. Nicely done in the middle by Corey. She's got 10, and it's 36-31 at 5:06 and counting to play in the game as JCN brings it up the court. Taking it down the right side. Clara to the baseline. Hook shot got it. Clara Johnson gets her 8th point of the game, and a senior puts Jeff North back up, 38-31, and we're at 4:50 to play. The drive into the lane, the shot is up, partially deflected, rebounding it back down. It's going to be Corey. She goes back up to the rim and draws a foul. So Kirkwood will come to the free throw line, and Valley Falls absolutely battling out here. And JCN finding themselves more and more finding foul trouble. This is only going to be number two by Riley Thompson. They've got Abby Laird out on the floor with, well, she's off right now, but she's been out there with four fouls. The first of two free throws is up and perfect. Well done by Corey Kirkwood, who's now 3 of 3 at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter and has picked up her 11th point of the game. One more shot coming up, and she'll eye it. Corey takes her time again. That ankle-high dribble squares up. Right-hand shot in. A dozen for Kirkwood. 38-33 and 4:40 to play. Down court, the feed to outside the right block. The turnaround won't go for Langley. The follow shot is up and missing, but a foul is going to be called, and this time it'll be Jefferson County North coming to the free throw line to see Taylor Schrick step up. Couple of fouls tonight for Lauren Brown. She had one in the opening quarter and has one here now in the fourth. And before free throws are shot, JCN taking a timeout. We're going to do it. Taking a break with the Chargers. 4:36 to go in the ladies' game with the guys' game still coming up here on K-Radio. The score, Jeff North, 38, Valley Falls, 33.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
.436 to go in the ball game, and here comes Jefferson County North putting it in play at the offensive end, driving into the lane. The hook shot is going to be up on Clara. Gets the shooter's roll and puts it in. Clara Johnson with 10. It is now 40-33, and for the third time, a 7-point Jefferson County North lead here in the fourth quarter. 4:20 to go in the game. Working the ball around the outside, Valley Falls. They cannot get in a big rush. You got to try to run the offense, get the shot you want, not just throw anything up, and that's exactly what they did there, getting it in the hands of Cassidy Frakes. She goes up from the right side, draws a foul, and will come to the line. And for Valley Falls, it's a big deal to be able to score without any time going off the clock. But for Valley Falls, what they've got to do is score from the floor. They have nothing but free throws in the fourth quarter, and that one is up and good. So Valley Falls, 5 of 5 in the fourth quarter at the free throw line, but have no shots, no points from the floor, no field goals to go with it. Only free throws here in the fourth. Second one is on its way and hits the back, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Jason is going to recover it. Riley Thompson with the board. She gets picked up in the backcourt, but now lets it to Taylor Schrick down the left side in front of the Charger bench, and we are midpoint of quarter number four. 40-34, JCN with the ball and the lead. Less than 4 minutes to go. Into the lane, Clara puts this runner up and gets it to fall in again. Clara Johnson now at a dozen points, 6 of them in this fourth quarter. It is 42-34, an 8-point lead, the largest of the game for JCN, and 3:40 to play. Got a ball still with plenty of time. Cannot get rattled. Have got to continue to run the offense and do what they do best. They'll dump it over to the left side. Get it down there to Gracie, who shot. Won't fall. Rebound, Jeff North. Gwen Blattner, the freshman, coming out with a rebound. And here come the Chargers. 3:15 to go. Now time starting to become an issue for Valley Falls. JC with a little double dribble. No whistle. Comes back out on top to Taylor Schrick. Over to the left side, starting into the lane. And no room. Comes back out on top to Clara. 3 minutes to play. JCN doesn't care if it takes another shot. And now we get a foul. An offensive foul. An illegal screen set. So that will be the third foul tonight for Taylor Schrick. And we're inside 3 minutes to play. 2:58 to go in an 8-point game. If you're Valley Falls, you're going to have to be economical with these possessions. Not wasting any time and not failing to put points on the board. JCN coming down, and what are they going to do? They're going to stay in a zone, a little 2-1-2. Here's a three. There it is! The big shot that Valley Falls has been looking for. That went off the hand of Caitlin Yates, and Coach Hale taking a timeout. Joseph, we're going to take a break with 2:42 to go. We do have a game. It's Jeff North 42, Valley Falls 37.
Great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Utilizing the timeout here with 2 minutes and 42 to go in the ball game, trailing now by 5 at 42-37. This game has been close. It was tied at the end of the opening quarter, a one-point game at halftime, a one-point game at the end of three quarters. JCN has had a big fourth quarter, but now Valley Falls on the legs of that three-point shot and their first non-free throw point of the fourth quarter. It's cut it back to a two-possession game, and they're going to press on the inbound. Here comes Jefferson County North and Clara Johnson. They put the ball, the Chargers do, in the hands of the very confident and experienced senior guard. And now she'll hand it over to the right side, and JC and will turn it over. For the Lady Chargers, Riley Thompson couldn't quite get a grip on that thing. I think maybe took her eye off it for a moment, looking to see where she was going to go next. And here comes Valley Falls back down with it. Over to the left side, trailing only by 5 with 2:20 to go. Top side with it, that's going to be Gracie. Over to the left, the 3 for Lauren, short. Rebound, JC and Riley Thompson. Now the defensive Schmelzley coming up the floor, causing him grief. Back it'll come to Clara. Clara kicks it to Taylor Schrick. Schrick back to Riley Thompson, and we're down to 2 minutes ago. JC in running motion, running time. More than anything else, running time off the clock. Here's Laird with it way up on top. And Laird will dump it back. That was a good idea, getting it back to Clara. And then Coach Noel does not want Abby having to handle the ball a lot topside. And now, diving at the ball, Gracie does what she had to do. Gracie kind of picking up her fourth foul, making a strong effort to come up with a steal. Because time getting away from Valley Falls. We're down to a minute 39 to go. It is a 42-37 JCN lead. They're going to be putting into play, as that is only Valley Falls team foul 2 in the fourth quarter. Bringing it in, Jefferson County North, and Riley Thompson brings it into the backcourt to Clara Johnson. Clara crosses the timeline at the logo, swings it back over to the left side to Riley. She goes to the edge and has a pass stolen, driving it down the left side. Stop, shot, block, there's your foul. That was well done by Gracie Connor. She saw what was developing. She got herself in the right position, and the sophomore with the steal, driving down the court, had her layup attempt blocked from behind and putting her at the free throw line for a couple of shots. The first one is going to be just a little bit short. One more coming here for Gracie Connor. That was Gracie's first free throw opportunity of the evening. She eyes it up. Left-handed shot. Perfect. She's got 5. It is now 42-38. Still a two-possession game with a minute 26 to go. And as the ball comes in, Coach Stoltz says, okay, we got to talk about this, ladies. We're going to get a JCN timeout. Joseph, if you would, with a minute 26 left in this girls' game, it is Jeff North 42, Valley Falls 38.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska Flounder. Tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with 2 for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get 2 Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos for just $7. Only for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas. And by the way, Joseph, I'm enjoying this game. I hope everybody else is. And I'm also pleased to let you know that the Echo has been repaired. Thank you. Minute 26 to go in the game. 42-38. It is a four-point lead for Jefferson County North. Valley Falls is on the court right now with, they got Brooklyn Schmelsley out there, and they have got Chloe Cox, right? Yeah, Chloe's out of midcourt. And we got a foul on the inbound play. That's a smart play. Do not, how come teams don't do this more? That's a brilliant play. You commit the foul before any time he lapses off the clock. You also got Corey Kirkwood out there and Lauren Brown. And rounding it out, Gracie Connor. So there's your five for Valley Falls. That is just a smart, smart play. However, unfortunately for Valley Falls, it is going to be the fifth foul for Gracie. So fouling out with a minute 26 to go. Gracie ends the night with 5 points. And now JC and fighting to get the ball in play. They'll get it into Clara. She's got it in the backcourt being pursued and chased by Brooklyn Schmelsley, who ultimately commits the foul. And for Brooklyn, it'll be foul number one. It'll be put in play all the way to the backcourt. They're going to bring it all the way to the backcourt. And Jason will be doing this again. I thought maybe he was going to be on the sideline, maybe in front even of the Valley Falls bench. But it comes in from deep in the backcourt at the baseline. The ball's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Slapped out of the hands of JC and player by Brooklyn Schmelsley, and they will call her for the foul, and there is team foul five. So at that, we're going to get free throws coming up for JC and Clara. Hasn't had a free throw tonight. She's got a dozen points, six of them here in the fourth quarter, and her first free throw is good. The senior doing what great senior ball players do, stepping up and helping lead her team here tonight on the road. One more shot coming up for Clara Johnson. This one, good. So Clara gets them both. It is now 44-38. And we've got a minute 16 left. Shot from the top for three, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Langley. She gets fouled very quickly in the backcourt by Lauren Brown. Lauren's third foul, and back to the other end of the floor we go, and this is the point at which, if you continue to foul, that the opponent continues to be successful at the free throw line, games that are very, very close, that we're coming down to the wire, ultimately that final score is very deceiving. First free throw is good. So Emily Langley collects her 11th point, and now her 12th. Facing is 4-4 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. It is 46-38. And we've got a minute 10 to go. The pass down to the baseline is going to be slapped away by Langley and out of bounds. It'll be Valley Falls basketball with a minute 4 to go. They'll have it in just outside that right line of the lane down to the baseline. They rotated on top. Now, what Valley can't do is get too selective. And there's a quick three up and good. Lauren Brown knocks it in. And it's 46-41. And we have still 56 seconds to go. We're getting a timeout. Here it is. Taking a break, Joseph. No, we're not. Well, let's just hang on to it here. We're wearing you out with the TOs here. 56 seconds to go in the game. It is a five-point game again. And again, Valley Falls very much a part of this one. That was a huge three-point shot, and Lauren Brown has hit a three, and Caitlin Yates has hit a three in his fourth quarter. The two of those two shots, along with some pretty good shooting at the free throw line, have kept Valley Falls in this game. This game's exciting. The next game going to be also it is going to be exciting because it'll be the guys' game coming up here on Care Radio at the conclusion of this one. Probably going to be, I don't know, Joseph, I'm looking at the old clock on the wall here, and I'm thinking that Mickey's long hand is going to be about at the 12, and his shorthand pointing at the 8 before the second game starts tonight. Probably pretty close to that. We'll deal with that in a moment. Right now, the matter at hand is the last minute of the girls' game, 46-41. Jefferson County North in front. They'll be putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. It'll be Riley Thompson to inbound. It gets it into Clara Johnson. Clara guarded. First goes all the way to the left side, then it gets it across the timeline, angling to the right. Now reaching in, trying to steal the ball away. Brooklyn Schmelz, they picks up the foul. So they let her get into the forecourt, and then Brooklyn reaches in, picks up the foul, and for JC, and I can't imagine who better than Claire Johnson to have the coming to the free throw line for free throws. She's just 2 of 2 a moment ago. 14 points. This one's perfect. 15 points. And Clara, just very mechanical at the free throw line, comes up, has her routine, and throws it in. Finally, Falls is going to hit Cassidy Brakes back on the floor before the second free throw for offensive purpose on the other end. Second free throw, good. And Clara, it's another one, and we're going to get another timeout taken. Okay, Joseph, you can have this one. We're taking a break. 49 seconds left of the ladies' game. 7-point contest, Jeff North 48, Valley Falls 41.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Timeout. Jefferson County North is going to have, looking out there, okay, that's the starting five. It is going to have those starting five out of the court. Riley Thompson, Clara Johnson, Taylor Schrick, Abby Laird, Emily Langley. Here's a shot, goes up, Valley Falls quickly, doesn't get it, bringing down the ball to the other end of the court, and an offensive foul called on Clara Johnson. Clara, you know what? She decided, you know, I came up with the rebound. I got some speed. I'm going to take this thing to the other end and go to the rack. And as she does, the defender, even quicker than she is, got in front of her, drew that offensive foul. We're down to 40 seconds to play. Finally with the basketball, but in trouble down 7. And we're going to get a quick chase and foul. I don't think that's what Coach Knoll was looking for. Could have put Valley Falls once again on the free throw line. 32 seconds to play. 7-point game. Free throw. Yes, perfect. That was a pretty shot for Chloe Cox, the freshman. Second one, perfect. Wow. Clutch free throws by the freshman for Valley Falls. And the ball inbound to JCN, and immediately Tanner Schrick is fouled. Now, Tanner's got a half a dozen points in the game. In the second quarter, she was 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Those were her only free throws so far tonight. So she's hit half of them. She's got a couple coming up here. The first one, no good. One more shot coming up for the JCN freshman, Taylor Schrick. See how good Taylor is. She's a freshman and starting for this JCN team. So, you know, she's pretty good. Second free throw's in. So, Taylor will hit one of the two. Kind of her deal tonight, hitting half of her free throws. And it's 49-43. Turnaround shot in the lane. Doesn't go in. JCN is going to rebound it down with 22 to go and a foul at 21. Having hit one of those free throws and it being a 6-point game, that is still only a 2-possession JC and lead. If you're Valley Falls, you got to be looking at it that way in the possessions. However, missing that shot and a quick fourth foul being called on Lauren Brown. Sending JC to the free throw line where Abby Laird hits the first of two, getting her 9th point, and now a 3-possession game, a different animal entirely with 21 seconds left. Second free throw rolls and it goes in. Jefferson County North may well have won this one tonight at the free throw line as Valley Falls over to the left side, feeds to the block, turning in the lane. The shot is no good. The follow shot, no, and rebound, tipped around, and Jason is going to pull it down. We're going to get a foul with seven left. And it's going to be a very, very hard-earned win for Jefferson County North girls basketball on the road tonight here at Valley Falls. Once again, coming to the line for JCN, it will be Clara Johnson. Clara is 4 of 4 tonight, all of them. Big time free throws here in the fourth quarter. Points so far for Clara. That one is off the mark. One more shot coming. The senior for Jefferson County North and the Lady Chargers coming in tonight at 13-5, 11-3 in the conference. Going to notch another win here this evening. This one is up, and it is going to go in. So Clara gets one of the two. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and a ball out of bounds, and are we going to get a half? Yeah, they stopped the clock. Inside a second to go. And that's going to do it. The final score tonight here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Jefferson County North 52. Valley Falls 43. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Well, back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas, where they're prepping the floor and getting ready for the second game of the night. As the guys will be playing here before long, they have not started the clock yet, but it's going to be probably just right after the top of the hour here on CARE. Valley Falls battling tough, but JCN able to hold them off for a 52-43 win tonight. Valley Falls led in scoring. Corey Kirkwood, so often she does that. Dozen points tonight for Corey, 11 for Caitlin Yates. It is a 5-point night for both Lauren Brown and Gracie Connor. For this evening for Kansas City Breaks, you saw Brooklyn Schmelzley knock down 3-2 for Chloe Cox and Evie Gatzmeyer with 1. For Jefferson County North, I'm going to tell you right now, your Union State Bank player of the game was Clara Johnson. Clara not only had 17 points, which led her team in scoring, led all players in scoring, but 11 of those 17 came in the fourth quarter, where she was 5 of 6 at the free throw line, had 6 points from the floor, and she was instrumental in JCN being able to keep Valley Falls from mounting a comeback effort that they were working so hard to put together. So, Clara, your USB player of the game. Also, double fingers for Jefferson County North, Emily Langley with a dozen, a 10-9 for Abby Laird. It is a 7-point Taylor Schrick outing, and a 2-apiece for both Riley Thompson and Quinn Blattner. Valley Falls, now 6-12 of the season and 5-9 in the NEKL. Jefferson County North moves to 14-5, 12-3. Don't go away. Guys are out of the current warming up. The clock is rolling, and we're going to be back with the guys' game here in Valley Falls very shortly. Again, in the final, score in the girls' game. Jeff North 52, Valley Falls 43. We'll be back with the guys, but first, it's a treat for you as you get to spend a little time with Joseph.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.